The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We have got such a, I don't know, I'm fangirling hard here.
Me too.
Offense Pitse, welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Thank you for having me.
Offense is a conductor. She's an architect. She has conducted Alicia Keys, John Legend, orchestras from all around the world. And she is a South African. I love that. I love that you've kind of paved the way for yourself. Mm. Did you think that that young girl from Mabopane would be sitting here now?
Not quite. Mm. I thought the people that I conduct would be sitting here, you know, because as a conductor, you lead, right? And the people who actually are the members of your orchestras and whatever, they're the ones who should get the spotlight. So I never imagined that I'd be the face and the voice and everything else. So this is a mind shift for me as well, because this was not part of the plan. But here we are.
Give us a quick rundown of your musical journey from, like, I like songs, to having a baton in front of an orchestra.
Yeah.
Like, how did it go?
I mean, from I like songs was something that I've grown up with. So I've always loved songs and deep songs, right? So I didn't grow up on I'm a Barbie Girl and the Spice Girls. I was listening to, like, deep music, you know, soul music, the OJs, the Fighting Temptations, you know, Brooke Benton and all that. So fast forward to when I actually got to church and I got to play in the brass band. And by default, you know how to read music, you know how to play, and you get introduced to orchestral music and all that. So the music journey started very early with me, and there was not a set, this is the defining moment of my music journey. It was always just happening. Yeah.
Offense, you actually studied at the art school Pro Arte in Pretoria.
Yeah.
But you couldn't take music as a subject. Tell us why.
Mm-hmm. So the story with Pro Arte is I took art because it was the default. I knew how to draw, you know, all the cartoon characters, your Johnny Bravos as a kid. So it was like, okay, now what am I going to do when I get to Pro Arte? And my inability to take music was because I could not afford to have my own keyboard or piano at home. So the dream of taking a musical instrument or even studying music at Pro Arte could not happen because of that. So the access for me was denied very early on because I couldn't practice at home. So it was quite a sad chapter, because whenever I would pass by the music department and I would hear them rehearsing on the grand piano, I would just be like, I don't fit in.
Is that why accessibility is such a huge thing for you, that people should be exposed to classical music? People from all backgrounds should actually have access to that, and it shouldn't be this highfalutin thing that you associate with one group of people.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I drive inclusivity in what I do, right? And inclusivity and breaking barriers, because I know how it, for the longest time, I mean, you can imagine, I was in Pro Arte from, was it grade 8 or grade 9 until matric? So I had this pain in my chest. I would even avoid the music department, actually, sometimes take the longer route to go to maths because I was like, I can't hear a single note. I can't hear a minor chord or whatever, because that's going to break my heart. So I remember what that feeling did for me, and I made it my point, if I could, to make sure that another black child does not feel like that. Obviously, I cannot save the world, but in my own capacity, I tried to make sure that another black child does not feel like me and have to take the longer route to maths.
Yeah.
It's,
and you look around the world, for example, America has a huge culture of, like, high school marching bands with people playing all sorts of instruments and so on. It's such a common thing, and then it becomes very competitive to get into the universities and from there into the orchestras and so on. But they have a conveyor belt for that. Whereas in South Africa, it's like, if you want to learn to play the tuba or the clarinet, like, how many of you ever seen in your life, never mind had access to and been taught and then been able to play with other people who want to do the same thing?
Exactly.
I understand it completely.
Yeah. So it becomes difficult because I don't have any friends who have grand pianos from where I'm from.
Yeah, fair.
Right?
I mean,
so you can't just go next door.
I mean, they have Fruity
play.
Loops. They have a laptop and Fruity Loops. They do have FL Studios and they are making beats, but they're not playing instruments, right?
Yeah.
So there's no obsession of let a child, you know, learn an instrument, even from the basics of just a recorder. You don't see that. You only see it when you come to, when you go to Pro Arte Elfen Park, and I'm just like, shucks, there's a music department, right? And I want to just touch the piano in the music department and hopefully learn how to play the piano. But so the access is a very tough topic, because I would you would think that in as much as we have your sports and extracurricular things at school, a violin would be within reach, right?
Yeah.
And yet. And yet, South African, who conducted that orchestra of Fence Pizza, is in the studio with us. That is unreal. How nice.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you got the call?
Whew. Well, they didn't tell me who it was, first and foremost, because it was a very NDA, you know, the very, there's this big broadcasting production company that's doing this amazing project, bringing...
They don't even tell you it's Queen Charlotte Netflix.
They're not saying anything to me at this point in time. They're like, are you available to come to London? It's going to be a female global orchestra, so would like you to conduct. I'm like, okay, I think I'm available, right? So let's do it. They're not telling me anything.
Yes, but let me clear my diary.
Yeah, let me clear my diary, because I'm all for conducting and it's London, so let's go. And then leading up to the date itself, that's when they were like, okay, it's actually a Netflix project. And the funny thing is that Netflix Africa had contacted me as well at the same time, and they wanted me to reimagine Two-Face Adiba's African Queen, featuring three phenomenal African artists, Saki representing South Africa, Nikita Kereng Kenya, as well as Faye for Nigeria. So I was also busy with that. So when this got confirmed, that's actually Netflix Global and it's under the same umbrella, I was like, ah, look at the stars aligning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How involved are you with the arrangement when you come on board as a conductor for something like this?
So for this, so the inside and this, the inside conversations that we're having, and this speaks to who Alicia is. She actually, in the team's meetings that we're having, she made sure that I was comfortable. She was like, listen, let me know what, you know, I need to do to ensure that you are comfortable and you can execute at your best level. I was like, well, you're Alicia Keys. Like, just give me the score. I was like, just give me the score.
I mean, that, that moment where you jump on a team's call and then Alicia Keys is like, hi, I can't wait for you to conduct my song.
Also, my best thing is, like, you know, it just speaks to who Alicia is as a person. I'm like, Alicia!
First name basis.
Okay, so...
So, yeah, it was surreal.
You are not only at the top of your game in terms of being a conductor, you're also an architect. How is someone so good at two such major things?
I don't sleep. Like, I think that's just who... I think this is my third coffee today. So, I mean, architecture, it... I mean, first of all, I started with being an artist, right? So because I used to draw and all that. And then from there, then I jumped onto music. And then when I have to decide which subject choices I have to make to go into university, I was like, okay, I can draw. I'm good with maths and science. Architecture, right? So I don't know how I get the time, but yeah.
I was going to say, it's one of those degrees. I remember my friends who did it. Like, they never slept.
Never.
No, definitely.
For 3 years, every time I spoke to them, they were like, I'm building a bridge out of matches.
Or someone's like, oh,
it,
no.
It has to hold 1,000 elephants in weight.
Yeah. My architect friends are always like, CAD. My CAD is not working.
My rivet.
Everyone's
I'm
like,
trying to render. My laptop just got stuck. And I'm presenting at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes, that sounds right.
So you're still doing the music thing and architecture same time?
Yeah.
How are you finding that, like, where, how are you finding, is it, do you think it's going to get to a point where you need to, especially now working with Alicia and Netflix Global, do you think it's going to get to a point where you need to choose?
I think the decision was made for me honestly, because it's the music that's it's taking precedent right now. But to actually tell you something quite interesting, I look at music as though it was architecture. It is architecture. So how I look at a score, I look at it in the same principles. Like the architecture principle, balance, technique, texture, you know, how you enter, how you exit, what is your habitable space, your
floor
to ceiling.
Music.
I literally imagine how I'm building. I look at my scores in that way. So the architecture never leaves me, even in music.
If someone wants a young conductor to design their own concert hall, I have someone you can ask for that.
Definitely.
100%.
I accept.
It's a very rare Venn diagram, to be honest, where those two circles overlap. We're hanging out with Ofense Pizza this afternoon. She is a conductor and a musician and an architect as well, an all-round talented human being. We're going to give you a high five just for being cool.
too cool for school.
Can I ask stupid conductor questions of an actual conductor?
Oh, this is going to be funny.
Is it like 30 seconds? I went to an art school, guys. I don't know these things.
No, we don't have to be under pressure
okay,
here.
Okay, let's go.
Your Harry Potter wand.
Yes.
What is it called?
It's called a baton or a baton, depending where in the world you are.
Okay. If you make it go up, what does that mean?
That's an upbeat.
Okay, and you bring it down?
That's a downbeat.
So it's not like faster and slower, up and down?
Not really.
Yeah, he's off.
What about left and right?
So that is what the baton does, right? Or the baton. Yes. It gives you the count, the measure of the count, the time. It basically mimics what the time signature is showing you on the score.
Okay.
So for example, if I ain't got you, it's in 3-4.
Yes.
So it's 1, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, so you flip.
So the 3 is at the top. So
she's counting a 1, as in you point the Harry Potter wand at someone, uh-huh. And then the 2 and 3, you're waving it from side to side. Mm-hmm. So
is that a waltz?
2, 3. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've learned. Mm-hmm. So I thought like the higher you moved it, the faster you play. The lower you moved it, the slower you play. It's not like a
no. So I mean, there's that because it also gives you the pulse of the music, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So if it's like a very pulse, like a Tchaikovsky, like 1812 Overture, then we hear. But mostly with the dynamics is the left hand. So the dynamics shows you, okay, are you going fast, are you going slow, is that a staccato note, are those triplets or whatever. So the left hand does most of the articulation, but the right is the pulse.
Okay, so the mm-hmm. right is counting, and then your left hand is
the articulation,
basically tuning people in the you play faster, you do this, you
correct.
Do that,
you okay. slowly.
So
yeah.
So basically it's like being a vision mixer, like in TV terms, it's mm-hmm. like being the vision mixer or director there,
yeah.
choosing all the right angles and all the shots and all that sort
exactly.
of stuff.
Exactly. Okay. So you need to know what everyone is playing.
Yeah.
So that's the uh-huh. that's why conducting is not so easy. You need to know what every single person is doing.
Sure. Mm.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So wild. What's next now? I mean, this is just the beginning. And I mean, if this is where you begin, genade.
Liebe Arde.
Where to?
Das unbelievable. What is it? Unbelievable.
It's ungelooflich.
Ungelooflich.
Yes.
You see, my matric was not yesterday.
So,
that's how I'm doing at school. What is next is, I mean, I have big visions, right, for Africa and the arts. So my next has to do with collaborating with like-minded people, you know, from the diaspora and globally as well. And my thing is not just making orchestra belong in the theater and in just the spaces that we used to. So I want to still collaborate with pop artists and, you know, brands and all those people. So mm-hmm. I will definitely make sure that you still see orchestra in spaces and places that you never thought you would see them.
Can I ask something? Because on the breakfast show this morning, we were talking about Eurovision and we mentioned, like, shouldn't there be something global like this? I mean, is mm-hmm. there a possibility to do like an Afrovision where you are doing that kind of thing where we're looking for like big acts in mm-hmm. Africa and you're doing it on that kind of scale?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We could definitely do that.
I think you should do it. Do
yeah.
it.
Who should I call?
Call Joe.
Joe Mann will sort it out. Listen, we are so proud of you. Congratulations on all the incredible things that have come your way. Mm-hmm. And we know there are going to be more going forward. And we're going to be here cheering it on, man.
100%.
The arts needs all the love and support it can get. Mm-hmm. And as you were saying earlier, more people need the opportunity to get involved.
Definitely.
We're very proud of you, dude.
I appreciate
Congratulations.
It. Congratulations.
And we look forward to the next, you know, movie score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next Marvel movie scored by Offense Pizza.
Definitely.
I'm going to add you to the Hans Zimmer list.
I accept.
Right up there. Thank you
right
so
top.
Much for joining us, Offense.
Thank you very
it's been
much
an
for
absolute
me.
Pleasure.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.